God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's so great to see everyone on here. And Kelly, you know, we got authority, so like we can minister to the little one, and we can command that fever to go. It reminded me when Jesus went back to Peter's home, and the mother was there, and she had a fever, and he touched her, and she got healed, and she was delivered, and she got up and ministered to them, she served them. So, Braille, I just speak right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you receive healing right now. I command that fever to leave and go in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. So you leave right now, and I command also from here, Kelly's mom, to recover very quickly right now, that everything comes back into its normal place, and that everyone travels to Texas with grace and healing and health and strength and a great expectation of the weekend they got coming up. So I claim that in the name of Jesus Christ. So we have authority, and we're to use our authority. And, you know, sometimes when it comes to our families or ourselves, we kind of forget that. It is quite easy, like, you know, to think, oh, yeah, I've got a headache.
Especially the kids, for some reason.
Yeah, like the kids, like, you know, they can be a concern, and they pull on our heartstrings because they're close to us. So whether the mayor or Vinny's not well, and Leanne's ill, or the baby's not well, I said, have you ministered? And she says, no. I said, well, go and minister then. God is there, he's with us, and we've got to have a great expectation. And we're not to be weary in well-doing. It's so easy to get discouraged with the things that are going on around us. This lockdown's a bit of a drag. But again, it's where we put our mind and where we focus. Every day I ask God for his before ordained works for me, that he will encourage me, and he'll give me things so that I can give. That I can give what he's placed in me, that God in Christ in me. And then I position my mind and bring my mind back to who I am in Christ. My covenant with God. Amy was talking about a covenant, and God doesn't break his covenant. And we stand in alignment with that and claim that and walk in alignment with what God says. Then we get blessed. God wants us to really bless, and he wants us to manifest those blessings. Again, I bring it straight back. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Again, just eyes on God. Like we turn our eyes on God. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our request be made known unto him. So that's going to take you using your mind, right? Your thoughts. That is getting focused. And then we stay our minds on him. And God says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So we keep our thoughts, and we set our affections on things above, and we let that peace of God rule in our hearts. It's so easy to become anxious when we look at the circumstances, but we're not circumstance controlled. This whole year since we come back from India has just been an amazing time of growing and learning with God, positioning my heart and mind to the Father, orientating my thoughts daily, and overcoming this thing about being locked in and all this kind. We may be locked in a sense, but we're not locked down, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and there's freedom. So every day we lift our hearts to freedom. We don't let our emotions dominate us, because your emotions will affect your thoughts, what you're thinking. So we bring it into subjection. We lead every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say who we are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. God has made a way where there seems no way. God always calls me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. God says in Psalms that we're not to forget all his benefits. When we do something that God desires us to do, he does it because he knows it's going to benefit us and bless our lives. And he really wants us to prosper in our hearts and in our minds. That's where prosperity starts. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So your soul needs to prosper. Your soul is your will, mind, and emotions, and what you feed it. So what are we feeding our minds on? And where we focus is what we're going to be feeding our minds on. So there was a period of time in this lockdown, I was focusing on the narratives of the world, of the news, from the news media, from the government, and then also other people, what they were saying against the government and what they are up to. But the point is, that just took my focus away from God stealing my peace. And God says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Well, if your mind is focused elsewhere, then the peace of God is not really able to rule in your heart. In fact, your peace is being stolen. And I want to give praise to God. And I also want to honor Barbara, because this woman has been through so much, and she's been in pain physically, mentally, emotionally. And look at that woman now. Look at her. She's up there with a smile on her face. She is radiant. She has fought that fight of faith. And she's winning, baby, because God is energizing her. God is working in her. And I really admire you. And I really wanted to say that, Barbara, because you are a great inspiration. You know, when you're the hardest hit, you haven't quit. You didn't quit. You could have easily given up. With everything that you've gone through, your family, and you're still there. And that is a testimony to God's love and grace and mercy. And it's a testimony to your faith in the one true God. So that really is great inspiration. Like, great inspiration. So that's what I focus on when I think about you, when I look at you, when you come to my mind, if you send me a message. You know, so this is really, really great. You're there, and you are a super conqueror. And you are healing, and you are, you know, growing in God. And you've learned that patience and that trust, and you're still learning, because we all are. We all go from faith to faith. God bless you. God bless your heart. And God just really put that in my heart to say to you, because, like, man, what a woman of God. You are a woman of God, and you stuck there. And God, like Siri was saying, you know, other people come in, they've helped you, they've encouraged you, because we are the household of God. We're one body of Christ. And we can't be isolated from that body. You know, God says, you know, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Even if sometimes what we might say might be different to what other people are saying, well, I've never heard it that way. But you're prosper to the level of your understanding. So the more understanding you get, the more you're going to prosper, right? So there might be a level of, like a scripture or promise, like, as a man thinks in his heart, you might have a level of understanding, a surface understanding. But as you go to God, he can make that understanding so deeper. And it's not that God favors one person above another, because we're all the same. We've all got the same measure of faith. We might have different callings and giftings, but it's all a gift to the body of Christ to edify it and to also be a great witness. So we're all very important. Every individual is very important, and you need to see yourself as very important, valuable. If one sheep goes astray, the shepherd would leave the 99 to go after the one. So if you're feeling lonely, isolated, you are not alone. God is a great God of love. He's a great heavenly Father. He's the perfect Father. He knows your faults. He knows your mind. He knows your will. He knows your emotion. That's what's in that soul life. Your will, your mind, your emotions, your intellect, your knowledge, your understanding. If we align with God, then he can feed us his thoughts, his ideas. Your feelings are important, but we don't focus on them. But they do, when we understand, they affect our thoughts, what we think. So if we're feeling low, then our thinking will tend to follow the same suit, unless we bring it into subjection to what God says about us. And we focus there, because that's what God wants us to do. So you guys are absolutely amazing, and God is doing a great work. He really is. And I've been blessed this week. Every day, guys, I'm literally here on my own. Okay, Kim gets up, she does a little part-time job. She's up early, so she'll come home and go to bed. So I'm still there on my own. Literally on my own, apart from if I get a one-on-one on a Monday, like with Becky Jancy, or if Amber comes up on a Wednesday, she comes up and helps around the house, then I'm not alone. But it's only for a small period of time. So the rest of the time, I got a lot of time. I ask God, Father, you give me your work. You know, I don't want to be someone that's procrastinating here and not getting anything done for you. But I want to do what you want. So I don't go before I would try and make things happen. I would try to do things from my flesh, thinking it was godly and it was going to produce fruit. But when we rest in God, He brings to us what we need to do. And I really, really understand this now. God brings to us the work to do. He'll give us those before ordained works. So if I get calls from people, I'm able to listen to them, be encouraged by them, as well as, you know, encourage them, give them some words of edification, give them some words of comfort, instruction and direction, as God is working and energizing in that moment of time. I had a wonderful phone call from my sister Rebecca, and she asked me to send her love to everyone. She doesn't come on the fellowship, but she's certainly in tune with what I've been sharing and what Kim's been sharing, and she's been listening to these sharings from you guys as well. And she's really hot. She said, I've just got a day off and I'm coming for a walk and I really wanted to speak to you. Man, she said, the difference in what you're sharing now has really brought me alive. And I'm really looking to God. And then she was just sharing about her visions, her goals, her desires. And so I was really able to encourage her further. And it was just a really wonderful blessing. So sometimes we may not have heard from someone and we think, well, they're not really believing. We can't judge it like that because they're on a walk with God. And God will bring those people when the conditions are right. So if I'm not ready to give and to serve, then God can't bring. If I haven't got my home open or a platform to operate from, God can't bring. So I'm so thankful that God showed me to do the website. It's a platform. It's a platform that people can come and see. So He put that in my heart to do. So I've done that and I won't move from that because God showed me to do that. And people can get very blessed. People from all over the world come. And I ain't doing that. I just made the platform there. God says, do the website. And then I realize it's a platform. It's a platform to sound out. So these sharings and teachings are going all over the world. And many people are getting very, very blessed by them. Many people have connected to us through them. Like Kathy Clark, she was looking for Sangha, put in the search engine, Sangha's name, come up with our website. She connected with me and also with Sangha. And she was blessed, I was blessed, and God blessed all of us. And so now she's, you know, wonderful woman of God, really walking with the Father. She's been a great blessing with the things that she shares and knows, like everybody else. So these connections are very important. And it's God connections that we want. It's not that we go and manufacture and try, like, well, I'm going to go and ring someone in America, so see if they'll come and follow me. Or I'm going to go to this fellowship and see if I can get someone to follow me there. We go to God. Father, look, I really desire to live unto you. I really desire to share and communicate what you put in my heart to do. I really desire to serve you. And I know that serving you is serving the body of Christ, is preaching your word, preaching the good news to those that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Father, you give me the work to do. So when God gives us the work to do, then it's fruitful. When we execute it with God, then fruit can come. It's real fruit. It's not manufactured fruit that falls off and rots, but it's fruit that remains. And, you know, Jesus Christ said that he wanted that those disciples there to have fruit and that their fruit should remain. And Jesus prayed to the Father, I haven't lost one of them that you gave to me. Because God gives, God connects. And then when I realized about the connections, I knew where to connect. And I connected there and I made that commitment to God, not to a man, but I made the commitment to God. And he hasn't let me down. My life has been enriched in every way since I made that decision. And sometimes it's not a decision a lot of people liked, but it was the right decision for me. It was the right decision that God put in my heart. And we just need to be bold. Like, if we want to change, then we got to do what God shows us to do. So change starts within making decisions and then moving forward with those decisions, and then we see the fruit. We'll soon see if those decisions were right or not right. So it's when we give a full concentration and a focus. And so the connections I'm seeing are very beneficial. And certain people have followed certain encouragement and they're getting the benefits from it. So I was talking with Sangha yesterday. He'd just come back from Punjab. And it was a year ago, you know, to yesterday and today, we were there, me and Fred. We were blessed to be there. And he reminded me of the couple that were nearly close to death. They were going to take poison and kill themselves, and then they couldn't come around to doing it because they had to give it to the kids, and they couldn't give it to the kids, the poison. The husband said to the wife, you do it. And she said, no, you do it. So they didn't end up taking this poison to end their lives. They were on the streets of Delhi. But somehow they managed to get into connection with some believers in Punjab, and they said, why don't you come here? You can stay with us. And from that, these people turned their hearts to the one true God. They went to the fellowships. They went to God. And they followed the encouragement. And they come out of poverty to prosperity. And when me and Fred were there, we went to visit their home, and they had brought a plot of land. And then Stangate was sharing with me, now the house is built on that plot of land. So they had a goal, they had a vision, and they accomplished it with God. So we give out God our desires. I'm very excited this weekend for those that can make it and who I sent the links out to, invited. We're doing a leaders meeting 4 o'clock this Sunday, and I'm very excited. I don't know who's going to turn up. Some people have responded. Some people can't make it that first Sunday, but they want to come to the other ones. We're going to do it every month. So the last Sunday in every month, we will be doing a leaders meeting. And it's for people that just want to see some change, want to see some fruit, want to get focused, want to receive the sound doctrine of what's being encouraged, the sound doctrine of praying for labourers. And God was putting in my heart that, you know, you are in your field. Already, right where you are, is your field. And so you say, Father, now you bring to me the ready ones. You bring to me those ones that are desiring to know and to grow. And it got me thinking back to, you know, the scriptures where a lot of these labourers that come are already following John the Baptist. And there's many people out there that have been following someone, but it hasn't been the sound doctrine, or they're just kind of missing it, or they're not in the right place. But there's many people out there that will connect. But God is looking for the labourers, the ones that will feed those sheep type of thing. And sheep are not dumb. They're only dumb if you keep them dumb. So what we do, we feed them what God gives us to feed. And we encourage people. Our job is to encourage people, to provoke and excite unto love and to good works. Not to look at the man or the woman, the minister, but to that man or woman or minister should be directing people to really go to God, to really pray to God, and to really allow God to show them, let God work in you. Let God give you the words. Let God direct your path. And so looking back on the timeline of my life, you've got a timeline. God sees your timeline. He's able to bring things in and out according to your faith, because he doesn't go against your free will. So your desire is very important. And when we delight in God, he has put that desire in your heart, because the desires come from him. But we got to cease from our own works, our own ways, our own understanding, and to come away from tradition. Again, like I've been sharing, we may have had someone else's teaching, which is someone else's working of the scriptures. Some of it's going to be great. We've learnt a lot of great things. Some of it wasn't sound, and some of it was. So as we walk with God, he will show you what's sound and what's not. He will show you what will produce fruit for you. Because the fruit starts within you. The abundance starts with you, in your heart, in your words, in your manner of living. So as we learn from God, then we put those things into practice. So like honouring God is the very basic. And so when I've really done that with full understanding, along with understanding about stewarding my finances, I see prosperity starting to come. And God is not a respecter of persons. What will work for me will work for you. We see in India, when these guys are taught that, they come out of poverty. They're taught to allow God to give them the words to speak. That doesn't mean to say we have to neglect the scriptures, those that got the Bible. I read the scriptures every day, but I let God work with me. I let God show me. I go to the scriptures with God, and then God will just point stuff out to me. God will bring things back to my remembrance. And You know, even Jesus said it's God that does the work. Even though he was ministering and healing, he said it's God that does the work. And God was showing him and opening up his eyes. When Lazarus was in the tomb, he went there and God showed him what to do. So he done that. When the woman caught in adultery was brought to him, he went to God for the answer, didn't he? Because they said, you know, Master, the law says that, you know, a woman that does this has got to be stoned. So what did he do? They were right what they said, even though they was being deceiving with it. And he went to God. He with that is without sin cast the first stone. And who could have cast that first stone? The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. So it's very simple. We walk with God. And that is where we become fruitful. And I'm testimony to that. And God is bringing the people. God is bringing the open doors. And I'm expecting him to do it. If it's not happening, I'm not making it happen. It's in God's best interest for these things to happen. It's in God's best interest that we get the labourers, right? But we've got to be right in our heart. We've got to have right focus, right desire. And he will give us that desire if we become humble. And God humbled me to show me. Because I had so many ideas of what we're going to do, how we're going to move the word, what you should do. I've done it. You've all heard me from before. But there's a change. God changed my heart because he got me to the humble place. He humbled me. He gave me the heart I got. And he put the desires in there. He enlightened my eyes to certain truths that I only seen on the surface level before, but now I'm seeing deeper. You know, because God wants us to know the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth what? Knowledge, understanding. So it's just really wonderful what you can do with God. If you are willing to cease from your own knowledge, effort and works and allow God to show you. And so I just want to read a record to you because it's a wonderful record and it always blesses me. It reminds me when I was talking to Sangha, I was reminiscing of how I began and I was sharing with Sangha. I can remember the time going to Punjab for the very first time in 2006. I said to him, I can actually close my eyes and be on that train right now with the atmosphere and everything of it because it changed my life back then. And so it was so great to be able to go back and remember wonderful times of pivotal moments, benchmark moments that God done back then to lead it to where I am now. And I can see my growth through that. So when we do look back, you can look back in a negative sense. Or you can look back in a positive sense to see your growth, to see what God has enlightened you with, to see the changes. And we should be able to see growth within ourselves. If we're just the same old, then there's something missing. You know, maybe that we're not getting that sound doctrine we need, or maybe we're not humble to it. Or maybe we just can't see it because we refuse to see it, because we've been taught such a certain way. So, but listen to this record, it really blessed me. And I'll read it to you. In Deuteronomy Chapter 8. First one, it says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sweareth unto your fathers. So, again, I'll highlight for you. You know, we need to observe with our hearts and then do the encouragement. So, whatever you're hearing from this encouragement now, you can implement and do. So that's why we pay attention to whoever's speaking, whoever's ministering. What is God speaking now? What does he want me to observe to do? And it says, thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and allowed thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. That hasn't changed. That has not changed. We live from every word, those heavenly words, that heavenly manna, daily. Daily God feeds, daily God gives, daily God energizes. Thy raiments waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. You may fill in the wilderness, but you got your needs met. God is taking care of your basic need to live. You're blessed. You've got a roof over your head. You've got food in your cupboard, and you are blessed. You are very blessed. We are so very blessed. And that attitude of gratitude for what we got is so important to understand, because God has given us this. And we can have more, and we can distribute what we also have from the abundance of what we have. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord chasteneth thee. God will correct you. He'll let you go through the humbling time so that he can bring you back to the way of life. He can bring you back to the way of abundance. He can bring you back to the way of peace. And that's what he's done for me. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to reverence him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valley and hills. God wants you to be prosperous, but the prosperity starts in your heart, with God first in it, so that the things that he prospers you with doesn't have you, but you have that, and you can distribute it in your life and steward that, and to put it to good work. See, our attitude to money also is very important. We know the scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. That gives a lot of people an excuse to stay where they are if they don't have a lot. But those same people that preach about that desire it. Because there's nothing wrong in money, it's the love of money. Money is the currency in this world that we need to live, to be free, and to be that blessing. So money, how you think about it, will determine whether you have a lot or not. Right? And it's not that we want to be stinking rich, look at me, I got this nice car, I got this nice house. Those things might come with that too, but we don't put our trust in that. But we know God wants us to have it, so that we can have that influence, so that we can rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And it's all through the scriptures, and I can't understand, people can't see it, they must be blind to it. And it's probably through doctrine, and wrong mindsets. But God wants you to know, he wants you to prosper and have a good journey through life. And if you haven't got the things that you need to be that blessing, how can you have a good journey through life? Because then we're going to be relying on the world rather than relying on God. And God wants us to depend upon him fully for every need. We go to him, he's our sufficiency in all things. So having the right attitude with finances is very important. And realizing finances is a tool to live, is also a tool to honor God, and it's also a tool to be a blessing, to pay your bills, and to give, and to help. And also to finance the movement of the word, very important. So like a right perspective there, and that is the least area we use our faith, that's why I'm bringing it up. He that is faithful in least is faithful in much, and he that is not faithful in least is not faithful in much. And if you're not faithful in much, who shall entrust to you the true riches, which are the spiritual ones? So God has taught me so many, he's taught me well. God's taught me. God has taught me because I've gone to him. I've asked him about all these things, all these areas. And he's taught me. And I'm so thankful to know. And then my heart is not to show off knowledge. My heart is to help people see that if you do this, you are going to really prosper in your heart and mind. You are going to really benefit. You are going to really be a blessing. And then we are blessed to be a blessing. That's what God says. You know, if you listen to me, God says, my blessing will chase you down and overtake you. God went to Solomon and in a dream and said, ask what you want. He didn't ask for the money. He didn't ask for long life. He didn't ask for the life of his enemies. He asked God for wisdom. And this blessed the heart of God. He said, because you've asked this thing, I'm going to give you the money. I'm going to give you the life of your enemies. And I'm going to give you long life. It's the absolute will and heart of God for you to prosper in every single area of your life. And you should expect it. If you're not expecting, you won't receive it. If your money is, well, the love of money is the root of all evil. If you've got a bad attitude with money, then it won't come to you. It won't. You can work your backside off. It's not going to come. But if you do it God's way, with the right heart, a pure heart, not for greed or gain, not for filthy lucre, we don't do things for, we do it to build God's people up. Look, God wants you to be blessed on every level, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Jesus Christ paid the price spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. In every area it's been done. He became poor so we could become rich in heart and in understanding and in our living. This is a great subject and people shy away from it. And being a man or woman of God, you've got to address these things. And you've got to put it before the people and let the people decide. Go to God with the scriptures. What does the scriptures say? Is what Lawrence is saying in line with what the truths of the scriptures say? It is. And it says, a land wherein, first line, thou shalt eat bread without sacredness. You're not going to be stingy with it. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of the hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he giveth thee. God gave it to them. They didn't even build the houses. They didn't even till the land. They didn't put anything in the rocks. It was all laid on for them. And that's what God wants to do to you, for you today in every area. He wants you to dine at the Master's table, because if you've got all those needs met, then you can really focus with God. If your mind is set on God, not set on the material things. But see, when we really go to God, that is a byproduct of it. We will prosper in every area so that we can really be that blessing. We can really do some good things. The first time it says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, he wants you to have it, right? And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and hast forgotten the Lord, Jehovah, thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. We've all been in the land of Egypt, we've all been in the house of bondage of some type, and God's delivered us out of that. He's blessed us so much, and all we've got to do is go to him, keep our focus with him, do what he shows us to do from our heart, out of love, not out of fear, not out of duty, but out of thankfulness that we have eternal life, that we have everything that he is, because we're heirs of God. We've inherited everything of God's, and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And I believe that with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it says, who led thee? God led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. See, God wanted to be their provider. And sometimes we rely on ourselves rather than relying on God. See, God wanted to provide everything for them. The manna from heaven, the words, the food, the clothes. He said, look, let me take care of you. I'm a good dad. Let me show off for you. Let me really show you how good I am. But we all want to go our own ways, you know. He said, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. God has given us a hope and a future and an expected end. And thou sayest in thine heart, my power, my might, my research, my study has got me this wealth, my wonderful understanding of things. No, it's from God. It's from God. We use his wisdom, his knowledge. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his what? Covenant with thee, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. God wants to establish with you in your lifetime that covenant, that you manifest all that he said is available for you to manifest. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. And so, and it says, and as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. You know, listen to God. Do what God is showing you. He's giving you spirit. He's working in you. He's giving you scriptures to verify. So, if we do what God shows us, and be led by that spirit of God, just like he led the children through the wilderness, let God lead you. Let God guide you. Give him your desires. Give him your request. Ask him. God says you don't receive because you don't ask. But God wants you to have the full package into manifestation in your life. But it starts with an understanding and a knowledge of those things. And then as we walk with God, we go to him. And we ask him daily. You know, Father, give me that daily fresh bread from you. And show me what you would have me do. And it could be different for all of us what we do. But the desire can be the same in the sense of outreach. In the sense of, you know, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praying for labourers. Seeing the great growth. Like for me, my focus is to see many leaders. You know, I thank God. I say, Father, I thank you that those leaders are mine. That you're bringing them to me. That you're connecting them. Not because I'm anything, but because you are everything. And I desire what you want for me. And I want to do that with all my heart unto you, with a humble heart. And I want to be a great encourager of your people. The desire that I had in my youth as a believer is still there as an adult. As I'm getting older now. But I don't feel old. I feel very young. But I still got the same desire to see the Word of God. You know, people come from darkness to light, to be born again, mm-hmm. to receive mm-hmm. healing. Not just do the fellowship, but to really see people helped. To really see people delivered. But you can't do that if they don't come with a humble heart. You can't help anyone. You can teach all the day long, but unless they get humble, unless they come, unless they desire, then God can really give you what they need. And as they receive it and apply it, do it, not just hear it, do it, then they start to manifest and see these great benefits and blessings. And that's what I've done and seen since I stood in the Sandgate's room last year. And God showed me where I needed to connect it. And I said, okay, Father, I'll do this with all my heart. I'll follow the encouragement. You have to cover me if he's wrong anywhere. But I'll do it with all my heart unto you. Unto you, Heavenly Father, unto you. And he's blessed me. He has blessed me, blessed me, blessed me. And he wants to bless you, bless you, bless you. Because there's no difference between me and you. We're all the same, but it's just where you put your mind and your heart and your focus, guys. So I really, really do love you. Don't be followers of men. Be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. He followed God. He done what the Father put in his heart to do. And that's what we're to do. So that's what I wanted to share. So whoever's coming on the leaders at 4, I really look forward to seeing what God's going to do. Because God's leading it. I just put it on. I just obeyed and made it available. So to see what God's going to do. He's going to do great things for you. And he's going to do great things for me and for those that set their heart and desire and just have a willing heart, you know, to receive and do.